You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. We begin with an update on the shooting at UCLA. Two people shot on the UCLA campus. Conditions of the victims not yet known. The campus on the city's west side is locked down. University and LA police officers moving around with weapons drawn. Shooting occurred a week before final exams at the school, which is the flagship of the University of California system with about 43,000 students. Stocks are fluctuating. S&P, the Dow, NASDAQ, all trading higher right now. We've got the S&P 500 index up a point at 2,098, a gain there of 0.1%. NASDAQ up 9 to 4,957, a gain there of 0.2%. Dow Industrials up by less than 0.1%. Gold down 440 the ounce to 1,213, a drop of 0.4%. Crude oil, lower little change, down 0.5%, now falling 24 cents to 48.87 per barrel of West Texas Intermediate. And just getting word from the LAPD, it is confirming two fatalities now at UCLA. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
The Fed Hour on Taking Stock. That's what we're doing now, and it's brought to you by Commonwealth Financial Network. When it's time to change the conversation, talk with a broker-dealer RIA that's ready to listen. Call 866-462-3638 or visit commonwealth.com to learn more.
Bloomberg Taking Stock, the Fed in focus.
Interest rates are too low for where the economy is going. The question is, how much higher should they be?
The Fed has increased its assets, yes, and in doing so, it has increased its liabilities.
Keeping interest rates at zero for a long time is not going to cause inflation to go up. It's very controversial.
I think what we need to do is find a way for the Fed to integrate its policy and think more about its impact on the world.
The Fed in focus. On Bloomberg Radio.
Fed Reserve meets on June 15. Will it raise its key rate again for the first time since December? Manufacturing, the health of factories in the United States will certainly be a factor. To that point, today we got news that manufacturing unexpectedly expanded at a faster pace in May, helped by an increase in orders that signals factories rebounding from an early 2016 slump. Let's bring in now the man who puts together this survey for the Institute for Supply Management, and that is Brad Holcomb. He's chairman of the Business Survey Committee. So, Brad, the number looking better at 51.3, up from 50.8 in April. Anything above 50 signals expansion.
You got to like it. 51.3, growing for three consecutive months after 5 months of contraction. So hopefully we're setting up a new positive trend. And as you mentioned, that's led by a good quality number in new orders, 55.7, down just a tenth of a point from a strong 55.8 last month, growing for five consecutive months. So good things for this month's report.
The production series still positive at 52.6 in May, not quite as strong as April's 54.2. So it's growing, but it's growing more slowly.
Growing more slowly, but growing five consecutive months, and production will vary according to employment levels, asset levels, shutdowns, et cetera. but it did eat into the backlog of orders as well as work off some new orders. And jumping down to the backlog, that's off 3.5 points to 47 contracting. Again, normal variations.
Supplier deliveries. Explain to our listeners what that is and why it's so important that it jumped to 54.1 in May from 49.1 in April.
Yes, it bears delving into because it's up 5 percentage points to 54.1, meaning that supplier deliveries are slower from suppliers to our factories, and that indicates a tightness in the supply chain and also lower supplies inventories, which we generally feel that if supplier deliveries above 50, we feel is a good thing in a growing environment because it represents the suppliers are having a bit of a hard time sort of catching up and keeping up.
Now, your survey covers 18 manufacturing industries from wood products to fabricated metal to plastic and rubber and more. 12 reported growth in May, so that means 6 did not. Which are the 6 ones that are lagging?
Number one, the one that's lagging the most in our list is apparel, leather, and allied products. And then comes, no surprise, petroleum and coal products. Transportation equipment is on that list. Let's remember that that contains autos, rail equipment, airplanes, et cetera. So while autos is doing well, transportation equipment overall is a bit soft. Non-metallic mineral products, chemical products is one of the largest ones that we follow. That's on the list. And then furniture and related products.
Purchasing managers are the people who are surveyed for this report. How many companies at this point do you have in your universe?
350 scattered throughout our 18 different industries across the U.S.
What are some of the comments you got that stood out to you? Because you always include some of the comments that people make in addition to just saying if things are going faster, the same, or slower. And that's what this is. It's a rather subjective survey of the purchasing managers who do have their finger on the pulse of their own companies.
Right. And these comments give us insights more into the future time frame, whereas the numbers are specific to last month. Here's some of the comments from wood products. Market is improving steadily in both orders and pricing. From the machinery industry, steady to slightly up production rates versus prior month. On the negative side, however, slowdown in Chinese economy is causing low orders. That's from the computer and electronic products industry.
Brad, would it matter much to manufacturers if the Fed raised the key rate next month?
No, it wouldn't. We'd go right through it.
Well, that's good
news. As we did last time.
Okay. Yep. Federal Reserve, I hope you're listening. I know the Fed watches this report very closely. The Institute for Supply Management's monthly survey of manufacturing activity. We want to thank Brad Holcomb for joining us. Brad is the chairman of the Business Survey Committee at the ISM. Says it's a good report. Doesn't matter if the Fed raises rates. Manufacturing is going to keep on moving ahead. Federal Reserve in Focus continues. Up next, Professor, who says the head of the Bank of England, in fact, the Bank of England itself, should not be proclaiming on the damages that Brexit could cause the U.K. economy. Find out why on Taking Stock, Bloomberg Radio. We're going to be speaking with Lonnie Chen as we follow the political races, the California primary, a poll, and so much more. This is Bloomberg Radio.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, Data-Powered Transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.